90.7 WKGC. This is The Mix with the Doobie Brothers. Starting things off this morning, take me in your arms and rock me to sleep.
I am not going there.
I wasn't looking at you.
Yes, you did. You looked at me.
No, I wouldn't.
Brandon, make him stop looking at me, would you please?
I tried not to look at you at all.
Okay.
Well, it's Thursday morning. We've made it through our first week of classes almost.
Almost, yeah. Almost.
Brandon, have you survived?
I have mostly survived. I got one class for the rest of this week, and then Fridays.
That would be my class.
That would be your
class. In which I have to already go to class day two, and I have to apologize.
Because day one, you went prepared for the wrong class.
Well, that, but I can get past that. It's just that I did a syllabus quiz, and some of the answers I checked was wrong.
Ooh.
Wait, is this before or after I told you that?
Both. Yeah.
You know, this is what happens when they let DJs teach classes.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Understand that?
I mean, so I've already got to go in and say I blew it. But at least they took the syllabus quiz, so I'll try to play it off that way. Don't tell anybody, Brandon.
Now, if anybody gets the right answer despite your wrong answer, do they get extra points?
Well, I've already had a flow in of emails that said, I'm pretty sure our class meets at such and such time. And
not at 5 a.m.?
Yeah, not at 5 a.m. Really, and what it comes down to, Tom, you don't know this, but it's your fault. You came into my office while I was working on this, and you distracted me.
Okay.
So it's your fault.
Well,
that I didn't double-check my work.
Fair is fair. I already blamed you for having to spend 3 hours at the tower last night and get absolutely nothing done. So,
well, yeah.
That was your fault.
So it'll be I'll spin it as though they were really studying the syllabus really well. That's how they got it right or wrong.
On the plus side, at least
they're not going to buy it.
We'll keep that
right
our
answers.
Little secret. Nobody knows about that.
Exactly, except for Brandon. And our students who are in the studio with us, because we've got students all over the place. We're outnumbered.
We're the only two that are not students here. We are way out. We're outnumbered 2-1 here, Scott.
We
should make you nervous.
I'm always nervous. Okay. We have in the studio with us the Student Government Association President, or we like to call it SGA, Stephanie Kinos, and then the Gulf Coast State College Green Club. You'll tell us more about that. The president there, Erica Warren. So welcome, ladies.
Thank you for having us this morning.
Don't be afraid of that microphone. It doesn't bite. It won't electrocute you, I don't think. We did shut that off, right?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, good. first off, tell us a little bit about, we'll start with SGA. Tell us a little bit about SGA here at Gulf Coast State College before we get into why you're really here.
Okay, we've got a fantastic student government association. Am I good? Are you going to fix me?
There you go.
Okay. All right, that sounds a lot better. So we've got a fantastic student government association at the college. I really think a lot of students don't give it enough credit. We do so many community service. We have so many community service activities that we do and we offer for the students. We're always involving them in a bunch of things on campus. We're always doing a lot, keeping everybody together involved. We've got a lot of clubs and programs on campus too. Students can be a part of too. I don't think they notice that. So, I mean, you guys should definitely come check us out. We're over in Student Union East building, I believe, right by the cafeteria. Yeah, absolutely.
And you have, speaking of one of those community events, you have a little shoe drive coming up, right?
The
sneaker drive. Yeah. I like that, yes. Tell us about it.
So Student Government Association here at Gulf Coast, we're part of another college association, the 28 Colleges of Florida. It's called FASIGA. They're really awesome. We are involved in 4 conferences a year with them. They're really great. They provide a lot of learning opportunities. And we're part of District 4. They're divided into 4 districts. So our district, we're pitted up against each other. I think there's like 8 colleges total in our district. And we're partnering with a shoe recycling organization based out of Orlando. And what they do is they take sneakers that we collect, and they refurbish the shoes and the sneakers. They actually collect more than just that. They do a lot of like closed-toed shoes. They even like collect heels too. But they take them and they refurbish them, and then they send them around the world to students and to children who don't have shoes. And so for every pair of shoes the college collects, we get $1. And then we're going to pool all of our money together at the end of our collection in October. And we're going to pick a charity to donate it to.
Very good. I wonder if they'll take, I mean, I've got some shoes that are in some pretty bad shape.
Well, as long as they don't have, like, holes
through
them.
Yeah, they're going to be done. No.
Aw.
It's some of those shoes that I've had since probably before Brandon was born, and, you know, you just don't want to get rid of those. They're comfy yard shoes.
Sentimental
you
value.
You have an emotional attachment to old shoes?
Quite possibly.
Wow.
Come on, okay. Admit it. You know you do. It's like blue jeans. No? Okay,
well,
I'm out here
actually,
alone
on
this
argue
one.
On, I can't
thank you,
on
Brandon.
Okay.
He needs a grade. That's yeah, what it is.
Well, he's going to your class today. Of course he's going to agree with you.
My brother has this thing where he likes to keep old pairs of jeans, and he says they're super comfy. So I can kind of sympathize
there. It's not an emotional attachment. It's a physical attachment.
You have an emotional attachment to old clothes, Kirkman. Just get over it.
Quite possibly. All right, well, don't go anywhere. We're going to play a couple of tunes. We've got Erica Warren from the Green Club, and we're going to find out about Green Club and recycling and the importance of all of that and how SGA is related to that, and we'll pick apart your majors and how that relates to what you guys are doing, because kind of already talked about it off air. You're listening to The Mix. It's 9:15 right here on your local public radio station in HD 90.7 WKGC. The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Hank Williams Jr., all my rowdy friends have settled down. Mine have too.
Even had rowdy friends?
Yeah,
I
did.
You look a little buttoned down for
they're
having
all,
rowdy friends.
They're all domesticated now, just like I am. Like, while you were out at the tower last night living the life of...
The wild life.
The wild life.
Of microwaving my
cranium. I was crawling into bed, so...
I know.
Yeah. That's what happens when you get old, but you know this.
I'm well aware of it.
Yeah. So, my rowdy friends have mostly settled down, too. I see them on Facebook, and I'm like, I can't believe they have, like, a family and kids, and he's not in jail.
Yeah, and somehow he got out of jail and now has a family and a real job. How did that happen?
Exactly. I went to school with this guy. I can't believe it. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, we have in the studio Stephanie Kinos, who's the Gulf Coast State College Student Government Association president, or SGA president, and Erica Warren, who is the Green Club president. Erica, what is the Green Club?
The Green Club is a great club who they try to raise awareness on environmental issues and to do their part in lessening those environmental issues. Just this last Monday, we started a recycling program on campus. We will be recycling paper products and cardboard products through Redco Recycling. Since there are no recycling plants near us, we pay them to take it for us and take it to Mobile, Alabama, to where they can be made into reusable products for us. We have three locations so far where the recycling bins are. We have them in the cafeteria, Student Union West on the second floor, and we also have some bins in the library.
Wow. Well, who's in charge then of collecting all of that? And
so far, that's just me that's doing that.
I was going to say, that sounds like a presidential job.
Yeah. Our meetings have not begun yet. We haven't picked a day for that. So once we do that, I'm sure I can get some help from the club members to take part. We'll assign days.
You know, if this gets big enough, they'll need a truck to run around campus and pick things up, Scott.
How about a green truck?
Well, it's actually blue.
It's blue, but...
But how about a truck that is as green as any vehicle on planet Earth?
I believe these girls don't even know what we're talking about.
Oh, she does. She's already looked at it.
Oh, has she?
Oh, yeah. She scoped that. Yeah, this is a green club president. She scoped that out several weeks ago. It was like, ooh.
Yeah. What we're talking about, in case you don't know, is we have a solar, 100% solar powered pickup truck.
100% solar.
It's been over a year since that thing's been plugged in.
No, it has been. It was Thanksgiving break was the last time I charged it. Yeah. So it's.
Yeah, well, I've been telling people it was over a year. What's the difference?
Yeah. Well, it's radio.
Yeah. but it is 100% solar powered.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of funky.
It is kind of funky. It's a little strange to drive, and it really, when it drives by, it looks like, oh, look, he's taking his carport for a drive. Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
But it does work very well. It's very green and would be a great way if you had to scamper around campus when you get this thing going to pick up your recycling.
Producer Brandon, you need to go get a picture of this and put this out on the website.
Will do.
Because we talk about it, but we don't have a picture up there.
No, I don't think we do.
We need to have one.
Yeah. We actually have some video of it, but we haven't posted that yet either. We have video of Steve King and Johnny Putnam driving it around, getting in and out of it, talking about it, and we haven't posted that yet either.
We need to do that.
I know. Well,
what did they think of it, by the way? I don't think I ever asked.
Especially Johnny just loves that thing, so I think Steve liked it, too. He drove it quite a bit.
Well, I bet. It's an interesting drive. You know, there's some batteries in the back.
A little strange.
It's a 1985 Chevy S10, and the fact that it still runs is important.
And people keep asking me, how fast will it go? Well, before I put the solar panels on it, it would go, I had it going quite quickly, maybe close to 80 one time. But you also have to realize this is a 1985 Chevy S10. They didn't worry about things like aerodynamics or braking or any of that, you know, because this thing just had drum brakes in front and back, and so it never did stop very well.
Right.
And now with a large battery pack and a carport built on top of it,
it'll fly. I mean, if you could get enough lift. I mean, we could fly with this thing.
But the problem
think?
Is, as soon as the wheels leave traction, it slows down and crashes back again. So you kind of look like a large blue frog hopping along the highway.
Could be fun.
And I wouldn't drop that thing too far. It's very rusty.
Yes, it is.
What's neat about it is when I park it, I don't leave oil spots because there's no oil in it.
Right.
What I leave is rust marks. Yeah,
rust.
You can always see wherever it's been parked because there's little rust spots.
So, Erica, you'll have to bring your Green Club folks over and show them we have done something here, too, that's really pretty cool.
I would be happy when you get a meeting. I would be happy to find wherever you're meeting and take the truck there.
I will definitely let you know. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Tom really is a green guy. He's always looking for environmentally safe things. So, you should have him on sometime or at your meetings. Not on. We're on. Never mind. I'll be quiet now.
Be expecting an invite then.
Okay. Tell us more about what the Green Club would like to do. What are your ultimate goals for the Green Club?
Well, ultimately, I would like to bring recycling further than just campus. I would like to try to bring that into like maybe a countywide thing eventually. I feel like that's something that's really important that we'd like to do. We've already done a beach cleanup in the past where we go out and have the students come out and clean up the beach. We would like to do some more of those once maybe it's not 100 degrees outside.
That's a good idea.
And we have spoke to a man who is going to actually donate a hydroponic system to the college. So we'll be able to grow some things hydroponically in our garden. Because we already do have a garden over
Where's
by...
Where's that at?
It's over by the cafeteria.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So right now there's just some flowers in there. But we did in the past have some vegetables that were donated.
Yeah, we got, we had cabbage, we had Swiss chard, however you say that. we had broccoli that was donated by the Lowe's out on 98. They donated the soil and everything, so we had a big garden party last October. We got to build it. The beds themselves are actually raised beds made out of reclaimed wood. Someone in our club, their parents donated it to us, so yeah. We actually, too, the Swiss chard, the culinary department in this building, they actually got to cook with it and serve it at one of their lunches. Yeah.
It's like Disney World.
A group here led by the other Brandon, our second Brandon, I guess he was our first. Anyway, has planted, and our department chair, Melanie Boyd, have gotten together and planted herbs. We have an herb garden on the roof up here now.
Yeah, we saw that. That was beautiful. We actually tasted some of them.
Really?
Yeah, before we came over here,
Scott,
actually.
Why was the SGA president grazing on the roof?
I don't know.
I am a vegetarian, so, you know, I got to get what I can get.
There you go.
I thought they were just weeds, but...
No. There's weeds and edible weeds.
Shouldn't have put that weed killer on there.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Thanks, Scott.
Scott's a beefitarian, so...
No, but I love herbs. Mm-hmm. Herbs are great. So we were talking, though, you had mentioned your club meetings haven't started yet. That's because you don't have members necessarily yet in the club, because the club rush day is coming up in September, right?
It is.
When is that?
September 13th is one of the dates. I know we have a second one. I think it might fall like a week later, but I'd have to double check on that one.
Very good. So students that are listening, or if you know a student, you know, come out and be a part of SGA, be a part of the Green Club, and all of the clubs and organizations will be on display, including the Alternation, which is our student radio station, they've already talked. They want to get involved with you guys already.
Awesome.
And have you be a part of what they're doing with Alternation Radio, which is pretty cool. Let's take a break, and we've got Weather Forecast News 13's Jerry Tabbitt has an update for us, and it's Matthew Wilder. Break My Stride on the mix on 90.7 WKGC. Three Dog Night on the mix on 90.7 WKGC, and it's an old-fashioned love song. 20 minutes now in front of 10 o'clock in the studio this morning. SGA president here at Gulf Coast State College, Stephanie Kinos, and Gulf Coast State College Green Club president, Erica Warren. Ladies, thank you for being here. What year in school are you both?
This is my third year.
Erica's third year. What's your major?
Environmental science.
It makes perfect sense.
Of course it is. That was like, duh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense. It's the natural science option.
So it's not on the policy side of things.
Are you from Bay County, from Panama City?
I'm originally from Kansas City, Missouri.
Hey, but that's not a bad place.
Yeah, but I've lived here for like 13 years, so.
I love Kansas City.
Good, I do too.
I'm a Midwest boy, so from Illinois, but I don't know how many hours we were from Kansas City. What about you, Stephanie? How long have you been here at Gulf Coast?
This is my third year at Gulf Coast.
What are you studying?
I'm studying environmental policy is going to be my major. So whereas Erica's going to be on the science portion, she'll be Dr. Erica. I will be policymaker Stephanie.
Like a representative, a senator?
Yeah, I'll be putting
president.
In,
governor?
Maybe. We'll see. We will see.
We can hold on to this interview and we'll say we knew them when.
Yes. Yep. Make sure you get me a copy of this one, Brandon. I'll put it in a safe place.
Will do.
So, I mean, that aside, I mean, what is it that you guys want to do in the future? I mean, you've mentioned politics, but, I mean, specifically what direction you want to go? I know with the environmental stuff, but do you want to hold office? Do you want to lobby? I mean, what is it? What are you looking at now?
So I've been looking into a lot of politics, a lot of the political aspect. I've kind of been looking into going to law school after I get my bachelor degree at FSU in the next year and a half or so, or 2 years, I guess. I've been seeing how much I actually like politics. I have a mixed feeling about it right now, but just because I want to see so much change in the world, I want to see us move towards more environmentally friendly civilization, society, whatnot, and I feel like someone does need to step up to the plate and make these policies, or at least like make the public aware of them. So hopefully someone will do it before I get my law degree, and if they don't, then I mean, I'll do it.
There you go. What about you, Erica?
I would love to go into something to do with renewable energy or with water purification or something like that, because those are two things that I think are very important. A clean energy source and, you know, making sure people have clean water. It's just very important. And I, you know, even if that doesn't work out, I just want to do something that will better the world before I leave it.
Well, one option, of course, is being a teacher. And then you can teach people like you who maybe they do want to go out and do that and make the big impact. So it's really great.
That's a good idea. Somebody should do that.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Exactly. Which we're fortunate here. We've got a lot of great folks who are
We really do. And this is a
green.
We do. And this is a good place to come and talk to other people and network with other people about green, because
I'm thinking Linda Fitz you.
I am too.
Absolutely.
I
love
that's Dr. Fitz you to you.
That's right. Dr. Fitz you. I don't fully ever understand what she's talking about with her seagrass and what she's doing with that. I mean, some of it I do understand. It makes a lot of sense. Very interesting.
There's actually a lot of interesting stuff going on that, because they're beginning to use drone technology to map the progress or not progress, the opposite of progress on seagrass in the local areas, because the new drones are so aware of where they are and have really nice sensors on them for her to work with. So it's been interesting listening in on what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, if you are a student or would like to be a student here at Gulf Coast State College and you find this stuff interesting and you want to talk to somebody, you actually have one day left to register for classes. Drop add-ins tomorrow. So visit our website, gulfcoast.edu, or stop by the campus and talk to somebody. Anybody will talk to you.
Yeah, find
about
somebody
it.
With a badge on and ask them how to do it. They'll help you out.
And you can still get involved in a class or two or three.
Or an environmental club.
Absolutely. Let's play a little bit more music. Here's Colby Calais. It's called Goldmine on the mix on 90.7 WKGC. Diamond Rio on the mix on 90.7 WKGC. And one more day. We have one last break.
We do. Yes. I have some very old news. I just have to get this out. This is quite old news. At noon.
Today,
August 29th, 79 AD, Mount Vesuvius erupted. Oops.
I don't remember that.
Well, I was very young.
Right.
But I do remember my parents talking about it when it erupted. And
I remember when Mount St. Helens erupted. Mm-hmm. Anyway. I was in elementary school.
Oh dear.
It's
true.
My sister lives out there, so I got a T-shirt from her shortly after that. Where were you when our mountain blew?
Where were you?
probably working.
Where at? Were you in the East Coast?
No, I was in Bay County then, yeah.
Oh, you were. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't even remember when it blew.
Well, we were talking about Pompeii and Vesuvius. I mean,
well,
that's
that
where Pompeii
I
got... You do remember that. Okay.
Well, I mean, I remember us talking about that.
I thought you said you weren't born yet.
No, no, I was born a year before that. I was talking about Mount St. Helens.
Ah, okay.
Yes, that's what I was talking about. Stay with me here, Tom.
Okay.
We do have in the studio with us Stephanie Kindos. Did I say it right?
Kindos. Yeah, you got it. It's okay.
SGA president and Erica Warren, who's the Green Club president. We thank you both for coming in and talking with us about what you've got going on. You said that the club rush is when?
September 13th, so about 2-3 weeks out, I think.
So we've got some time to get ready, and there's a lot of opportunities here on the campus of Gulf Coast State College. And you guys are reaching out into the community to do stuff that is not just here on the campus. So that's really good. Your sneakers,
Where can we drop off sneakers?
Yes, thank you.
All right, so sneaker drop-off, just bring it by the SGA room, which is located Student Union East, right by the cafeteria. Most of the people so far have just been throwing them on my desk. So I've got like a mound of these fabulous looking sneakers on my desk.
Stinky sneakers.
Someone just told me they picked up one on the side of the sidewalk. And I was like, oh, great.
Lovely.
Thanks.
Well, but you guys get a buck for each pair, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Very good. All right. Well, thank you for being in the studio with us this morning. We're going to post this on our website so you can share it with your friends who you said were probably still asleep. So that'll be on our website, wkgc.org. And we've got more of the mix coming your way. Guns N' Roses, Irene Cara, James Arthur, Footloose, Firehouse. I can't read. Staying Alive from the Bee Gees, all coming your way. A lot of good stuff.
You're beginning to scare me.
I know. Right now, we'll wrap up this hour of music with Delamitri. This is Roll to Me. On the mix on 90.7 WKGC, your local public radio station in HD.